The rooms at the Park and Play Motel are labeled non-smoking, but the guests smoke in them anyway. My boss Shirley fought this for a while, but eventually gave up and put an old cigarette machine outside the office. The customer puts in the money, yanks a glass knob below the brand they want, and a cellophane-wrapped box drops down into the collection tray, along with a tiny book of matches. I bought a pack once, but it wasn't for me. There's enough smoke in my life already. Sometimes people use the ashtrays we put in the rooms, and sometimes they use the plastic cups from the bathroom, or crush the ends of their filters into the side tables, or flick their embers onto the carpet. It's my job to patch the holes. Knock, knock, open the door, wipe the sink, scrub the tub, replace the linens, spray some air freshener, run the vacuum, lock the door, move on to the next. When I find burns in the sheets or towels, I cut them into rags. Burns in the wall-to-wall carpet I fix with glue and some fibers snipped from the corners. Furniture burns I paint over with a nail polish color called espresso that I keep in the pocket of my apron. The woman in room 207 has a black eye and bruises on her neck and checks out of the motel early. She says she is an airline stewardess and that she's driving to Phoenix to see her sister, but she doesn't have any luggage in her trunk. Later, when I clean her room, I find where she's pressed her menthol cigarette into the wood over and over until the burns become an etching of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, a series of connected circles angling up the side of the window frame. There are 8 floors, including the bell chamber. I recognize the image from my father's postcard collection. I wonder if she's seen the building in person or just in pictures like me. Most people don't tip at the Park and Play, but the woman in 207 leaves $5 on the windowsill beneath the drawing as if she is apologizing for the mess. After the nail polish dries, I can still feel the bumps of the Tower of Pisa with my fingers. It makes me think of something my father said once, about how we leave a bit of ourselves every place we go. Skin cells, traces, human dust. That's why famous buildings are famous, he said. So many people pass through over the years, shedding parts of themselves, that the buildings start to breathe on their own. It makes the memories there more powerful, because the buildings are remembering too. The Park and Play Motel is 2 miles from the Chickasaw Indian Reservation and 3 miles from their casino. There are 28 rooms. Shirley is half Chickasaw and has owned the Park and Play for 10 years, supporting her husband, who lost both of his legs in Iraq. I started cleaning on the weekends during high school and then went full-time after my father got sick. The motel is nearly always full of gamblers looking for a cheaper place to stay than the casino, which is a high-end establishment with a theater and a hotel. My high school had their senior prom in the hotel ballroom. I didn't go because my father was in the hospital by then and we couldn't afford the tickets. Pastor Billy brought me a corsage anyway, white roses in a clear plastic box, and I wore it on my wrist as I held my father's hand and all of the machines stopped blinking.